This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, did you guys see who's got a bun in the oven?
Oh, I think I did see this. I wasn't certain where you were going with this, but is this a jiu-jitsu pregnancy?
Yes.
I saw this as well.
Yes.
Oh, Tom. Poor Tom.
Giselle.
Yeah.
Pregnant at the age of 44.
Yeah. Hey, Red Danny, Red Danny.
And it is not Tom's baby.
No, or is it?
Is it? Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think it'd be a little awkward, but you know.
Why? Not for you or me. Maybe for them.
Maybe for them. By the way, before we get into Giselle's bastard love child, did you see the weird Tom Brady commercials they kept airing about, like, no one believes in me? Like getting ready to announce the game. You didn't see that?
The Seahawks game?
I saw something like that. The whole Tom Brady's back to work campaign, that whole thing?
It's really awkward. So it's like Tom Brady walking to the broadcast, you know, to do his broadcast job. And then it's like Michigan Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneer Tom Brady saying that no one believes in you. And it's like everyone doubting Tom Brady again. And then he gets to with Kevin Burkhardt, and he grabs the microphone and he like looks into the camera and he goes, I'm ready. Like,
what
really?
Is it an ad for?
It just
Fox.
NFL on Fox with Tom Brady.
So we're you love to talk about this, but now Tom Brady's back to being the underdog? We're literally taking Tom Brady and
nobody believes in him.
Gotta create a chip on your shoulder, man.
Yeah. It's like Michigan Tom Brady being like, no one thought we'd be the starter. And then New England Tom Brady one thought we'd win Super Bowls.
At least with Brady, he was a sixth round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, the best one is like Baker Mayfield. He was the number one overall pick.
I know. It's like, hey, and you want a
Heisman, no one believed in you.
And you want a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah. It's like,
well, I'm telling you, when you see the Tom Brady commercial, like, look it up in the break, you'll be like, oh my God.
Of course, I think Baker's goes back to recruiting, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't that highly recruited.
Yeah, he wasn't like a five-star guy or whatever. But still,
I always find that slight somewhere.
He's still got a D1.
Freaking LeBron. All you need to know about that line of thinking is LeBron has it.
Just a kid from Akron, man.
The chosen one.
That's a valid point. Just,
he was chosen at age 2. No one believed in me, man.
Just a kid from Akron. Never had a chance.
Yeah, no, you were a baby. We didn't believe in you. We didn't know what you were going to be. Sorry.
I must have seen that.
LeBron James.
Because I was interested in that Seahawks-Bills game. I must have seen that commercial.
Yuck, by the way.
Oh, God.
I didn't watch much of that. That was ugly.
It was pretty much out of hand by the time I was going to tune in. So,
I know.
Yeah. It got bad. We had 2D linemen fighting each other, though, which was kind of fun. But, yeah. I just kept seeing that commercial. I was like, oh my God, Tom, really? And he just has this steely glare into the camera. I'm ready. By the way, he's not even good at that job.
Not yet.
Yeah, no. I haven't heard much of him.
You're not missing a damn thing.
His games, for whatever reason, I haven't watched them. But
just go through the whole list of like the things he's not able to say now or do if he's as a minority owner.
It's stupid.
It's crazy.
He can't say anything.
No.
Not only that, he like can't be at other teams' facilities. No. He can't conduct interviews. He can't it's,
you know,
he can't do his job, and he's going to get $300 million to do it.
We're getting into a lot of sports here, but
very sportsy.
I did bring up Giselle. Is he proving that job is harder than we think? Because I thought he'd be a slam dunk good at that.
No, he's
job.
Not. He is not good. Well,
because he's pretty articulate.
Yeah.
Obviously knows maybe knows a thing or two about playing quarterback.
I think it proves that it's hard to do just right off the street, like rolling right into it.
Yeah.
There's people that have a knack for things. And I think we
like John Anthony.
John Anthony.
I'm on fire.
We fall into the trap.
As far as you know.
Of thinking. And by the way, this happens all the time with studio analysts too. Just because you were good at something, Michael Irvin should not be analyzing football. Just because you are good at a position, you are good at a game, does not mean that you can articulate the game. And it certainly doesn't mean that you can do it in a quick fashion, like in a play-by-play or a color setting. So, yes, Tom Brady is once again proving to us that that job is way harder than anyone gives it credit for. And when you're a natural at it, you're a natural. See Greg Olsen. And then you get Jason Witten and Tom Brady, and you're like, ew.
All right. Well, there's sports talk. Anyway, Giselle's pregnant. She's 44. She's dating that jiu-jitsu bro.
That she was dating before, you know. Yeah, maybe that was the cause of the marital strife.
You think she cheated on Tom?
That's the rumor.
With the jiu-jitsu guy?
That's the rumor.
Is that right?
That's the rumor.
Because he went back to football after he went back to football?
Yeah.
Because
Tom wasn't present.
Tom chose football. She chose...
She made that very clear.
Yes.
She went on... Didn't she go crying on like Oprah or something about, oh, he won't come back to me. Yeah.
Hey, when someone says that something's more important, then you go find someone that can kick Tom Brady's ass.
That's right.
And by the way, that's got to be uncomfortable for Tom.
That guy's a handsome guy.
He is, but it's got to be a little awkward when you are when your wife is stooping someone else and you get all mad and you can't do anything about it because that dude will kick your ass.
Speaking of awkward in that realm, did you see the unique thing that happened in the Blazers-Pelicans game over the weekend? This is tied in.
Well, is it really?
Yes, it very much is.
Was it a hee-hee? What? No.
I don't see how this ties in. But
Brandon Ingram hit a game winner over Anfernee Simons. Do you know the connection between them?
Ingram's
baby mamas.
They share a baby mama.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is even like after the game, the Pelicans teammates like mob Brandon Ingram, and they are essentially making references to like, yeah, you better than him. Like you show her. Like
it is. Oh, it is so. I do not understand the world of the NBA because they all pass around. I gotta be careful.
Yeah, careful.
They just is. They pass around ladies that seem to enjoy being with NBA players.
That's their prerogative.
But can't you find... I'm trying to be like... aren't there enough Instagram ladies that are interested in NBA players that you don't have to find the same?
You don't have to double up.
This goes back to what we've always talked about on this issue, and it is convenience.
Yeah. They're these women are, to put in
these,
the work.
Yes. These women go where they are, and that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Because if they're just there, why not stoop them?
Yeah. It's a valid point. They're willing to go the extra mile.
The Instagram model, you got to DM them. You got to work. It's just like, or Sandy's down in the bar again. All right. Come on up. That's what it is. Now, can I ask a question about the Ingram Simons thing? Are either of them with the baby mama now?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I'm not even sure who was with her first.
Well, Giselle's boyfriend is 7 years her younger.
Yeah.
She's 44. He's 37, and his name is great. His name is Joaquin Valente.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes.
That's a pretty kick-ass name.
Yeah, he's a Brazilian man. I'm looking up about Aia Petty. Everything to know about Brandon Ingram's baby mama and sharing kids with Anthony. Hey, Simons.
The quotes that his teammates were saying were, twin, tell her who better. Tell her who better.
Because of some random shot?
Because he hit the shot over Simons to win the game.
So Ingram was first.
Well, I'm pretty sure she knows that Ingram's a better player than Simons.
Brandon
right?
Ingram was first, and Simons is he's the second.
Simons, is he with her then?
I don't know.
It does not appear necessarily that she's with either one of them, but she is. She does.
She
have
popped out a baby for both of them.
Popped out a baby for both.
See, she likes them both.
Hey, and you know what she does for a living?
Do I want to know this?
Well, just take a guess.
She's an Instagram
influencer.
Yeah,
Instagram model.
Yeah,
nice.
Exactly. Well, there you go.
Apart from her relationship with NBA stars, she's known for her fitness and lifestyle content.
Yes, everyone goes there for her fitness tips.
Someone asking who won that divorce. Who do you think has the better life right now?
Giselle has more money than he does.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, she probably got half, right?
No, they had separate.
Oh, they had separate stuff?
They had separate stuff.
And she has more than him? She's worth more than him?
She's worth way
That's
more than
correct.
Him.
Damn.
So maybe she has the better life? She's in love?
Well, she got the kids, which, depending on what you, you know.
Tom doesn't even have the kids?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Is Tom a deadbeat?
No, but I think she got primary custody. They lived with Mom because Tom was out doing Tom things.
Where does she live? He lives in Florida.
I think she moved back to Brazil. I think she lives in Florida and moved back to Brazil.
And this that's
and took
she,
the kids with her?
Yeah, she's in she's Brazilian.
Wait, Tom's American kids are in Brazil now?
I think they split time between Brazil and Florida.
And they split time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now where is the other Tom Brady kid who he had with Moynihan? Where does he live?
He was a California kid.
Okay.
Oh wait. I forgot about him.
Yeah, is it Bridget Moynihan? Is that who
Bridget
it is?
Moynihan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he? So Tom and Giselle have three. Is that right?
That I don't know.
Two boys and a girl, or is one of those the Moynihan kid?
No, that one doesn't live with him full time. So I think he's got three with Giselle, and I think he's got one with the previous one, and now Giselle's got one with Jiu-Jitsu Man.
How long before we hear Tom Brady has gotten his girlfriend pregnant? Because he cannot.
He's going to one up. Yeah. It's going to turn into some sort of weird Super Bowl competition.
And how much does a jiu-jitsu instructor make? You would know this.
It depends.
This guy is.
Depends is he on good?
Depends on how good he is, and does he have a bunch of academies? Look, he's not Tom Brady.
This guy's.
He scored. Dude, you're
Can you
a guy,
imagine that?
You're grinding out a living as a jiu-jitsu instructor. Yeah. And I guess he was the instructor for Giselle and Tom's kids.
Right.
And next thing you know, he's instructing more than you know.
Where Giselle. Was that? Was that in?
That was in Florida.
Florida.
That was in Florida. So, man. My guess is he was working on the omoplata and the Kimura grip with her when Tom was busy, you know, doing that TB12
stuff.
I
don't know what that is, but I have a picture in my mind, and it's very dirty.
It sounded exotic. Say those again? The plethora and the what?
The omoplata.
Okay.
The omoplata. Maybe they were doing the Daily Hiva, too. I'll tell you what.
Oh, I see the omoplata here.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, the Daily Hiva goes into single leg X, and I bet you that a great time doing some single leg X.
What are you, a yogi?
There's so many weird little names, but yeah. Probably very flexible.
It looks to me like an omoplata, you could...
Yeah, you could do some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could... Yeah.
Take a look at Spider Guard sometime.
An omoplata sounds like an appetizer tray.
I'm guessing that they've played some Spider Guard. Yeah. Yeah. Right? getting into full mount. Oh yeah, it's good. But yeah, that guy scored. If you're smart, put a ring on that, dude. She's worth like $500 million.
Yeah, he's no dummy.
No.
Well, he's been able to keep her this whole time, which means leads me to believe he's a smart man.
Yes.
He knows where his bread's buttered. Hold on to that. It ain't getting any better than that, dude.
No. Let's see. Just hold
for
on
for anyone.
No. Just grab and hold. Grab and hold.
I wonder if Tom's sad.
Sounds like when it broke up, he was not happy. He did not want it.
Well, he chose football over her.
Well, does it also kind of seem like he wanted to have his cake and eat it too?
Well, of course. He's Tom freaking. Oh, no. An NFL player with the most.
Oh, he didn't want his divorce while he was going out doing whatever the hell he wanted in the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's right. Especially, yeah.
Poor guy.
You got a hot model, mother of your kids, back at home who
I don't want her to leave me because I'm out doing whatever I feel like with any hour of the day.
She has more money than you, and she's saying, hey, maybe hang it up and spend some time with us. Nope.
Married to the game, babe.
Sorry, babe. Idiot.
Tom's like, you're never going to find anyone better than me. And she's like, yeah, but this guy's right here. And he can kick your ass. But again, imagine like coming home and your wife's like, by the way, I'm sleeping with someone. You're like, who is it? And they're like, Brock Lesnar. You're like, son of a bitch. Like, that has to be like a Navy SEAL or something. Like, because every dude's like, who is this guy? I'm going to beat his ass. And you're like, yeah, it's that guy over there. And you're like, well, all right.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
You're like, let me shake your hand and just say, the keys are in the drawer and I don't know, enjoy. I'll just be over here.
P1 Scott saying, and I didn't see this, but did Tom Brady get in trouble for saying the word spaz?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He said Josh Allen was a spaz. Yeah.
I don't think he knew something that was un-PC.
Yeah, he did. Well, obviously he didn't know that, or he wouldn't have said it. Yeah.
Well, people say un-PC things all the time. Ask your friend Tom Brenneman.
Yeah, you can't say that.
But I thought, that's hilarious that he said that on TV.
Yeah, you can't say it.
Josh Allen's a spaz.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Kevin Burkhart's like, Tom.
Kevin Burkhart, what did he say? Do we have it? Can we?
I don't think.
Did he just gloss right over it?
I saw was there was a clip of Brady saying it, but I didn't hear what Burkhart said. But it is out there. He said
I can try to get it.
He said he used to be a spaz, now he's calmed down.
That is not funny.
No, not at all.
Extremely offended.
Just a little.
All right, well, Giselle's going to have a babe with her new boy.
Who may or may not be mouth-kissing 10-year-old boys.
Boy toy. Who, the jiu-jitsu guy?
Yeah, I don't know. What's the Tom thing?
What is pink cocaine?
And where do I score some?
Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.